This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. So excited to spend a little bit of time with you today to dive into something that somebody emailed me about. This individual had heard me say, and you probably have as well, that if you want to double your progress, triple your growth. And they reached out because they were like, I hear you say this. You say that it motivates you. I don't really know what it means. How am I supposed to grow? What am I supposed to do? And typically, this would be something that I would just toss into the Saturday Q&A show. But this concept has profoundly changed my business and my relationship. And so I want to give it an episode all its own. It started because I made a poster for my office that actually says, if you want to double your business, triple your growth. Your business is only as good as you are. But that came from this notion that if you want to double your progress, triple your growth. And I mean your personal growth. So this sign in my office about my business, if you want to double your business, triple your growth, does not mean to me, triple the growth of my business, right? Because I mean, obviously you more than double your business if you triple the growth of your business. It's about tripling the growth of me, myself, how I think. Becoming a better version of me, that is the path to change. So we're going to dive into this today. I want to share some examples of how I apply this in my own life, talk about what it means to me, and then go through some scenarios that may be true for you, how you can apply this in your own life, because it's really a game changer. Before we do, though, I want to give you guys a heads up that Ascend ticket sales open up tomorrow, Friday, July 12th, to everybody who is on the wait list. Here is the scoop. Once a year, I do a weekend workshop where we get away from everything in our normal lives. We really just focus on ourselves for just over 2 days, a Friday night, a Saturday, a Sunday. It's November 8th through the 10th, 2019. That's Veterans Day weekend for those of you in the United States. And it is in downtown Portland, Oregon, right on the water. Beautiful, beautiful city. The reason I started doing Ascend is because I found for myself that even though it was tough to buy a ticket to an event and get the time away and travel to another city, it catapulted my growth and my progress because there's something irreplaceable about putting yourself as a priority and stepping away from all of the distractions and doing focused work. What it does for your mindset, what it does for your strategy, for your motivation, is really something that can't be duplicated. Last year, we did not have an Ascend because I was trying to finish Chasing Cupcakes in the fall, and it's usually in the fall. So I knew something had to go, and it was Ascend. So I'm thrilled to be doing it again this year. Again, we spend Friday night just like casual kind of meet and greet, eat together, drink together, and then all day Saturday, all day Sunday until about, say, 3 or 4 in the afternoon on Sunday, we are doing deep dives into the things that hold us back, how we can go to the next level, what that's going to take, what could get in the way, what we're going to do about it. It is about you. And it is about accelerating, really catapulting your progress because we're able to focus on it without distractions. And anybody who has gone to a personal development weekend will tell you that in the right place, right, with the right team, it's just a game changer. What you come out of it with is truly a game changer. So all the ticket information, pricing, hotel information goes first to those people on the wait list tomorrow, Friday, July 12th. Why July 12th? Because Tomorrow is Primal Potential's 5-year anniversary, and so one of the ways that we are celebrating is by opening up Ascend ticket sales. Here's the scoop, though. If this is something that you are thinking about, I want to make sure you're on the wait list because there's only 80 tickets available for Ascend, so make sure you're on the wait list. I'll link to it in the show notes for today's episode, so you can go to primalpotential.com/627. That's the show notes page for this episode. The wait list will be linked up there, or you can just go to the Work With Me page on primalpotential.com. The Ascend wait list is right there, but all the information goes first to the wait list, then a couple days later to the masses, meaning like a VIP email mentioning it on the podcast, that sort of thing. But that is the scoop, all right? Make sure you're on the wait list because Friday, July 12th, Ascend tickets go on sale. I'd love to spend the weekend with you to really do some deep dives together. Ascend weekends have created some amazing bonds and relationships and transformations. In fact, it was at Ascend 2 years ago that my sister decided it was high time that she deal with her finances, and she really thought she would be in debt for the rest of her life, and she wasn't making progress despite wanting to for years and years, and something shifted for her in a big way at Ascend. And I remember her calling me from the airport when she was leaving the weekend, and she said, like, I'm doing this. And it's been about 2 years, and she is just a few months away from being debt-free, something that she did not think was in the cards for her. She did it in about 2 years just because of the transformations that can happen when you open yourself up for that. And I would just love to give you a hug and spend the weekend with you. So make sure you're on the wait list, primalpotential.com/627, or just the Work With Me page on primalpotential.com. Look for an email on Friday, July 12th with the link to buy your ticket, as well as more ticket information, hotel information, all of that. So what we're talking about today is this phrase you've probably heard me say. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen me post pictures of the poster that I made for my office that says, if you want to double your business, triple your growth. And below that it says, your business is only as good as you are. When I become a better thinker, when I become a better problem solver, when I become more deliberate and more disciplined, my business improves. And the same thing is true for my health, for my relationships, for my finances. This is the essence of change being something that happens from the inside out, but not the outside in. Think about it. If we remain at the same level of thinking, at the same level of processing and decision making, but now we're trying to follow this diet or we're trying to follow this budget, we can only grow to our own level. Like, we cannot exceed our own level of thinking, level of processing. We're not going to be better than how we think. So when we can improve ourselves, our thoughtfulness, right? How much we really process information instead of just jumping to a reaction. When we think about things from a broader sense instead of just our own narrow perspective we've always had, or when we consider all aspects of something instead of just an emotional corner of the truth, we do better. When we grow, we do better. This is one of the primary reasons that people struggle for so long with the same thing. They struggle to lose weight for so long because they haven't grown. And this was just so true for me. I went from this diet to that diet to the next diet to repeat, rinse, recycle, over and over and over again. My level wasn't changing. And so what happened was the same excuses kept coming up. The same exceptions kept coming up. The same frustrations kept coming up. But when we say, I will grow, I will become a better version of me, progress. Change has to happen from the inside out, not from the outside in. If you want to double your progress, triple your growth, and I'll talk about How do we even do that? Okay, you've convinced me I want to grow. How do I grow? What does that even mean? What does that look like? How do you do it? I was on autopilot for most of my life. just going through the motions, not questioning things, not thinking things through, never demanding total honesty from myself, you know, just going with that little fragment, that emotional sliver of truth. And because I believe in this so much, if I want to double my progress, triple my growth, if I want to double my business, triple my growth, now I have a practice of asking myself, okay, in this moment, how can I grow? How can I improve? Instead of just going through the motions, really focusing on getting better. Even when we think about going to the gym, there is a difference between showing up and going through the motions and getting better. Have you ever been somebody who consistently goes to the gym, but you're not any fitter, you're not any stronger, you're not any faster, you're not any healthier? I see this almost every day. There is a difference between showing up and growing. There's a difference between showing up and getting better. And a big part of that difference is, are you avoiding weaknesses and challenges? Are you going through them the same way you always have? Or are you working on them in every area of your life? Think about your relationship for a second. If you want to 2x the quality of your relationship, the depth of your connection, triple your growth. Are you somebody who, when you're tired, you get snarky and snappy? Well, how can you grow in those moments? Instead of just being reactive and acting the way you've always acted before and then coming back, I'm sorry, I was just tired. How can you grow in that moment? What else is possible in terms of a response? Sometimes I like to think about it this way. You know how when you're in college, there's like English 101, English 201, English 301, and 101 is sort of just like the lowest level. 201 gets a little more complex, 301 even more. There are those kinds of levels in our own lives, in every area of life. Just the other day, did I talk about this on one of my coaching webinars? I know I brought this up. I don't know when or where. The other morning, I woke up the morning after a big party we had here at the house, and there were just a ton of desserts on the counter, all in, of course, like containers and stuff. But there was probably, I don't know, very many containers of brownies and cookies and all that kind of stuff. The 101 level response might be, oh my gosh, I love brownies. Let's eat brownies because they're good. The 201 response might be, you know, I'm going to have my smoothie first and get some like good quality nutrition in me, some protein, not just hit my body with a straight shot of sugar out of the gate. The 301 response might be, you know, I don't feel my best when I eat brownies and I'm just not going to do it today. So what does growth look like for you? Again, there is a difference between just going through the motions and intentionally getting better. You can go to the gym and do the workout every day, but you're not getting better. Getting better requires that we know our weaknesses and we strategically, intentionally work on them to get better. If you know that evenings out, weekends out, weekends away are an area where you don't feel particularly strong in your pattern of response, well, how are you going to get better? What is an improvement you can create? Because if you want to double your progress, triple your growth, how can I grow in this situation? Maybe just beginning with the 101, the 201, the 301. With my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients, we talk about this in terms of good, better, best. Right? There's maybe my default response. What would be a good response though? And then don't stop there. If we want to grow, we have to explore beyond our normal boundaries of thought. So what is a better option? What is the best option? And which are you willing to choose today? This idea of tripling my growth is not just about food and it's not just about business. Also in my relationships, right? The party that I was just mentioning. The night of the party when most people had gone home, not everybody, but most people, I, you know, went into the kitchen and of course there's everything everywhere. And my first thought was, I don't want to clean this up. But of course I did. With some help, we got the kitchen all nice and back to normal so we would feel good when we woke up in the morning. And I went to bed. And the next day, the outside was still, you know, party central. The tent was still up. There were tables out there. There were coolers out there, all that kind of stuff. And I said to my boyfriend, you know, hey, babe, can you clean up the outside? Yeah, of course. Well, he did some, not all. But in that moment, if I want to improve my relationship, I know that requires my growth. So what is a growth opportunity in that? Not choosing to grow would be responding with, seriously, dude, I asked you to do one thing. I asked you to just pick up the stuff outside and you couldn't even do that, right? The very attacking, frustrated, no real communication or conversation, just venting. But I want to improve my relationship always, and that requires that I grow. So not growing is the default response. How can I grow in this? And I'm asking myself that as often as I can, not every single time, absolutely. Like everybody, there are moments when in hindsight, you're like, oh, I could have done that better. But the more you ask these questions, the more natural it becomes to ask these questions in the moment instead of after the fact. So I said, is there something I can do to help? Or when do you think that I can have an expectation that the outside will be cleaned up? Because I know I kind of set the expectation that it would be done today. How do you feel about it? Having empathy for the fact that he had been working outside in the yard every spare moment for weeks until the party is probably the last thing in the world he wanted to do. And my initial approach had been, can you do this today? So I know we had agreed to that, but I didn't really get your thoughts on it. When do you think you can have this stuff picked up? Or, you know what? Go out there and do it myself, which isn't always what I choose, but growth. How can I grow in this? How can I respond to this better? How can we grow in this? It happens from the inside out. If we don't become better thinkers, if we don't become better responders, if we don't become better communicators with ourselves and with others, then change is not going to happen easily, right? I don't have to be frustrated by him not picking up the stuff in the yard. That's a choice. I don't have to attach meaning and get emotional about it. I can be totally calm about it. In the scheme of life, it's really definitely not worth getting upset about, and that is an opportunity for me to grow, and I'm going to choose to take it. So what might this mean for you? Let's go back to that analogy that I think is really easy to cross over here, which is there's a difference between going to the gym and actually growing at the gym, right? There's a difference between going through the motions I got my workout in and getting better, which requires intentionally working on weaknesses and challenges. So it begins with, what are some of those things for you? Get very specific there. Where are some areas that I wish I responded better, that I made better choices, that I was more consistent? And then from there, you've got to look at how you're thinking about it. For example, if you are somebody who, after a stressful day at work, the pattern of thought is, I just need a glass of wine, or I'm just going to pick up some ice cream. I need it. I'm stressed out. I just can't. I have no bandwidth. Okay, that you've identified is an area that you want to improve. Let's look at how you're thinking about it. In response to stress, I deserve alcohol. In response to work chaos, I deserve food. Well, how can we grow in that perspective? Is there something we haven't considered? What I learned, because, I mean, it's a generic example, but it was certainly one that was very true for me, I wasn't considering all the factors, you know? It was not a complete line of thinking, because I don't feel my best when I overindulge. I don't feel my best when I'm drinking alcohol or eating sugar. So this notion that I deserve something that doesn't make me feel my best because I already don't feel my best, it was just incomplete and illogical. So how do I grow in that? If stress is the problem, what is the solution to stress? Not the distraction from stress, not the escape from stress, not numbing the stress. What is the solution? Because I want to be a solution person. So once you've identified some areas where you want to improve, you have to start to become a better, more complete, more accurate, more honest thinker about those things. And then there are some tools for growth. And they're going to be different for everybody. There's no right or wrong. And I use a lot of different tools. And you've got to find what really works for you. One of the tools that I use for my own growth is I read. Every single day I read. Because it exposes me to new ideas. It challenges the way that I think. How I grow my business is growing through reading. Personal growth through reading. How I improve my relationships is growing through reading. How I improve my health is growing through reading because I'm introducing new ideas, new ways of thinking about things. If we want to show up differently, we've got to think differently. So reading is a huge one. It is a non-negotiable part of my day every day. Journaling is a huge part of how I triple my growth because what journaling does for me is slows me down. I mentioned at the top of the episode that I kind of lived on autopilot, going through the motions after the fact, feeling not so hot about my choices, but in the moment, rushing so much, going from moment to moment so quickly that I wasn't really paying attention to what was going on. Journaling slows me down, especially the prompts within the identity journal. I have it right here in front of me. Let me open it up real quick to share a little bit of that with you. But I begin my day with affirmations, and one of my present ones right now is fear is a liar because I create my results. That is a simple mantra that's a huge part of my growth, and my growth is how I increase my progress, my rate of progress in every area of my life. So when I feel fearful about, say, this home renovation that is happening, I grow by saying, I'm not submitting to those fear thoughts. I'm not going down those what if rabbit holes. I create my results. So what is the result I want and what am I going to do to create it? That is part of how journaling becomes a tool for my growth. One of the other prompts in the identity journal is winning this day and showing up as the best version of me includes. I ask and answer those questions every single day. Winning this day and showing up today as the best version of me includes. That is how I grow. And we don't make more progress. We don't have a faster rate of progress without growth. Meditating is how I grow. I think it's a lot like the journaling in that it helps me slow down. I'm less reactive. Meditating helps me create more of a pause so that when something happens that is frustrating, I'm more deliberate in my response and I'm looking for a way to grow. So just the other day, I got an email from my contractor and I absolutely did not agree with what was in there, but I knew that it was an opportunity to improve in that moment, right? When we want to be like, are you kidding me? What is this? Absolutely not. Take a hike, guy. I knew, okay, there's a better way to respond. What is that? And meditating gives me that pause that years ago I didn't have. I didn't choose. I didn't create. And I would fire off some response and then like later be like, well, huh, what was I thinking? That did not help. That did not help. It just made the problem worse. So meditating is something. And then, you know, even just the examples we gave with 101, 201, 301 are good, better, best. But you've got to have an awareness to be able to practice this, to be able to capitalize on growth. Now, some things you can just plug in right away. Read for 10 minutes a day, no matter what. Meditate for 60 seconds a day, no matter what. Those things will help. But something like a practice of journaling is really going to help you get a much more accurate view of your thoughts because when you do that, it's so much easier to identify where there are gaps, where there are flaws, where you are not telling the complete version of the story. I have seen this to be true in my life. If you want to double your progress, triple your growth. If you want to double your business, triple your growth. Your business, your relationship is only as good as you are. Your choices are only as good as you are. So take the opportunity to grow every day. Grow in every interaction. Grow in your decisions. Grow in your thoughts about yourself. Read a book. Meditate. Journal. I'm telling you right now, If you want to double your progress, triple your growth. If you want to double the quality of your relationship, triple your growth, because your choices are only good as you are. Your relationship is only as good as you are. Your business is only as good as you are. Your finances are only as good as you are. And there's always another level. We can always get better. Make today amazing. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.